Yuko wanawake ndio hata mimi nashindwa sasa. Tuara kwa wanawake ni wanatairiwa wapi? Hapo ndio sielewi. Nasikia tu tuara kwa wanawake iko, lakini sijui juu sisi kapela yetu hatuna hiyo kitu
I am wondering circumcision in women. I wonder where in their body part is done. I don't understand it at all. I just hear they are circumcised, but in our tribe, we don't have such things.
Madhara wanapata ndio, lakini sasa madhara nyewe sichui, lakini usajapu ni venye wanadairiwa mimi sichui. Juzizi tunachielewa, lakini hao mimi sichui. Hiyo ni kushangaa, hata mimi nashindwa. Wanatairiwa wapi?
I know there are effects, but I don't know them. It is scary. Where do they cut? For us men it is known, but for women, I still don't understand. Where do they cut?
Wanatahiriwa wapi? The relationship between men and practice of FGM in Kenya.
Tuache unyama, tuache unyama, tuache unyama dhidi ya wanawake. Tuache unyama, tuache unyama, tuache unyama dhidi ya wanawake.
In many cultures, male circumcision has been practiced in years for hygienic purposes, and this is a widely accepted practice. But contrary to this, female genital circumcision has equally been practiced in Africa, Middle East, and in migrant communities all around the world. However, this is not linked to hygienic purposes. Some link the practice to religious reasons, while others link it to pure tradition, a tradition that has been passed through generations of grandmothers to granddaughters, apparently an exclusive female world, but it's a thing done for men. In the Maasai community, female circumcision is highly regarded as a tradition. John is a Maasai. He is married with two wives and he has 12 children. He is the sole decision maker in the day-to-day family affairs.
My name is John. I'm married with two wives. My first wife have 6 kids. The young one have also 6. My two wives already cut or circumcised, because without circumcised, I could have not married them. So I married those two wives of mine while they already cut. Two firstborn daughters have already cut them also. The firstborn of the young girl, my first daughter, she's already cut also. Because by then, our culture is still strong, and we still believe on cuts. So we believe that if you don't cut, the girl cannot get married, cannot become a woman, you see? So that was our belief.
His daughters have to face the effect of John's decision.
On the side of my daughters, what I realized there, or I noticed, is that the time I circumcise them, especially that one at the school now, they take a lot of time before it become okay. And the school days delay, because it is still sick. She get late of a week or so because of that. When I took her to school, the school management almost refused because she delaying a lot. So I was just explaining and say sorry. Then after that, now the school agree. So that's my short story. about that.
Professor Sena is an anthropologist and belongs to the Maasai community. He explains the practice and the meaning of pain in his culture.
FGM is a female genital mutilation, the cutting of the genital of the female, or the circumcision. Most people know it as circumcision for girls and women generally. And in Maasai country, in some places it is very, very high. 9 out of 10 girls. According to the Maasai, they have always done it for many years. It is part of tradition. It is like a rite of passage, like the removal of teeth. And then the piercing of the ears. All of these things are to identify them as Maasais, but also to go through a religious, ritualistic path until they die. After that, they decorate themselves. They sometimes burn themselves with fire. And they cut the bellies. It's all part of rites of passage. And then circumcision comes. Usually when girls are between 12 and 18 is when they cut them. Maasais believe that, there is a saying in English, no pain, no gain. If you want to gain, if you want to have quality of life, if you want to be brave, if you want to be courageous, you have to go through pain. 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 They feel good because they went through that pain.
The practice is done in a cruel and dirty manner that leaves permanent wounds in the lives of the girls.
The majority of those that circumcise or mutilate are older ladies. Grandmothers specialize in the circumcision of girls. But the very sad thing is that even those older ladies are not completely sure. And so 3 or 4 or 5 ladies will walk at this young 12-year-old girl and say, oh, cut here, cut there. No, you haven't removed this enough. You know, with all their dirty hands and all their dirty tools. And in a place which is not very full of light. Actually, majority of these things are done in a calf's pen. Or it is done inside the house, a Maasai hut, by the door. And so they don't even see it properly because these are grandmoms whose eyesight is very low now and don't see it properly. And so they remove this, and sometimes at 3 in the afternoon or 4 in the afternoon, they have a repeat because they had not removed enough of the clitoris in particular.
According to Professor Sena, many women in the community die during childbirth due to complication of female genital mutilation.
Maasais, when they become pregnant, the grandmoms, in-laws, have to deny them food because the Maasai do not want the baby to be big and fat. Why? Because the mother is going to have a very hard time giving birth. Why? They have starved the pregnant woman. And secondly, they have cut her. What happens there is that when the genital part is cut, it becomes hard. And so it doesn't become elastic, doesn't pull. And you know, when the baby is coming, it has to expand. The doctors and the women who help, the midwives who help, are forced to do something. Either to cry because they cannot help anymore, and so the baby dies and the mother dies. In Marcel and I personally did research, and over 500 women die out of 100,000 because of pregnancy. But because of tradition, because of societal pressure, because of male domination, because of other women's ignorance, because we have always done it this way, they continue to practice something that is killing women and is killing the babies in the womb. I have 2 girls myself. They will not be cut, they have not been cut, and they will not be cut.
Far from the Maasai land, Nairobi is a cosmopolitan town. Here, you will find a mix of many communities with different cultures and religious background. Necessarily, every tribe lives together with the others and share their habits and cultures. Despite the difference between the tribes, there is a group of young people from the slum of Korogosho who use their artistic talent in music to fight for social justice. They are called Hope Praisers. They have written a song on FGM issue which is titled Tuache Unyama.
Tuache Unyama, Tuache Unyama, Tuache Unyama, dhidi ya wanawake. Tuache Unyama, Tuache Unyama, Tuache Unyama, dhidi ya wanawake.
Tuache Unyama dhidi ya wanawake means we should stop the culture of impunity, that is the FGM and other cultures that demolish a woman as a person. So we are trying to advocate for this, to stop this culture of impunity to women. This is the what we are trying to put across in our song.
Mwanamke chombo muhimu kwa familia, mbona leo adhulumiwa. Haki zake zimekiukwa na mila zisizo na maana. Ukeketaji umedumisha haki zake kama mwanamke. Ni unyama ulokithiri, tukomesheni sote kwa pamoja.
Tuache unyama, tuache unyama, tuache unyama dhidi ya wanawake. Tuache unyama, tuache unyama, tuache unyama dhidi ya wanawake.
Actually, we can say most of us we pay a lot of respect to our mothers, because coming down in the slum of Korogosho, you'll realize there's a problem, especially for the single mothers. Let's say 80-70% are single mothers or young mothers. They play a very crucial role in molding us as who we are today, and so we feel much indebted to our mothers and also the women, especially those coming from the slum area, because they go through a lot. And so this is why we focus more on this, because it's an experience that we've gone through in our families, and so we know the challenges they encounter as women.
Despite the challenges, the Hope Raisers are determined to bring this social issue to an end in the communities that practice FGM.
Actually, in Korogosho, perhaps there are those cases of FGM happening, but on rare basis that we are aware of what is happening, especially in communities like the Somalis who live there or other communities. But it's a very rare case of what is happening in our society, because we have so many other problems. So there's not enough information to know the situation, but there is a possibility that is something that is happening. I think there are ways for men to try and protect their ego, and so this is one of the culture, perhaps men themselves perpetrated in posing to women, and so they play a very crucial role in ensuring that this comes to a stop. So we have a very big responsibility. Women are less consulted in these issues, even though they are the most affected. So for us men, we have a very big responsibility, and we are much aware of what is happening, especially in outside Nairobi and other parts of the country.
Join the women hands. They're fighting against FGM. So if we join the women on this campaign, outcome of the campaign will be pleasing and will be good. They cannot do on their own. They need us. They need us men.
If we don't support women, I think even you as a man, you're going to be affected. So it's our responsibility to go with them together, fight it, because at the end of the day, I'm going to be affected personally.
Daniel, Simon, and Isaiah understand deeply the effect of circumcision, although they cannot talk openly to their relatives, and this is the reason why they have decided to pass the message through music.
I myself am a Kikuyu. My sister, she was circumcised. So I have experience, I know. So there before, like some years ago, they used to do that, especially with the old ladies. According to the media, reading the books, I know the effects. Maybe when the lady she's giving birth, but I never ask her about the effect, side effects, because somehow they consider it as a very confidential information. I can ask her, but for me, I still...
It's very difficult. For us, it's very difficult as Kikuyu to go and ask your sister, how did, you know, it's quite very strange.
He will be cast.
Okay, I'm almost the last born in our family. So we have the two young ladies. Okay, I talked to them about sex. Okay, for me, I'm free. They understand. They have gone to school also. They understand. So we communicate. I tell them about sex, the right time to have sex, the effects of sex when you get birth now, all those things. We talk. We are free. But for the... There before, I was not able to talk to them because also eticons was a big issue.
4 hours by matatu, far from Nairobi, the Kisi community is one of the tribes that hold on to the culture of circumcision in Kenya. George, a teacher by profession, knows far too well the impact of FGM. Despite the widespread of FGM in his Kisi community, George decided not to circumcise his daughters.
I'm George. I'm a teacher. I'm married. We have 3 kids, 2 daughters and a son. Because of the repercussions, the effect of girls and taking circumcision, we decided not to. Because at this moment, at this era, we really know the problem with that. Unlike those old times when our grandmothers were being mutilated. Nobody told me about that. But in the process of growing, I came to know the effect. Because I have grown in a Christian family. And it happened, even my wife, in fact, is a daughter of the church elder. No, it just coincided. Because we grew up in church, we could go to seminars, we could do other things, then we happened to know just from that tender age, just as we have put our kids on the same practice. So even if traditionally such things were, they couldn't have an effect. Because on the process, even our parents came to know the effect. Therefore, they couldn't advocate for us to do the same.
According to George, one of the reasons of the practice of FGM is related to marriage. In one hand, men are searching for a circumcised woman to ensure a good marriage and to preserve wives' loyalty. But in the other hand, they search for uncircumcised woman out of the community.
In other words, these people do not enjoy their sexual life. It becomes as an obligation. Now they go there, they have it as a formality, but that satisfaction, maybe on one side, there could be, but on the other one, it doesn't. Now, simply said, because it's an obligation, I'm married and I have to, therefore, I have nothing to do. Therefore, you get that actually, our Kisi men, they could wish to go and have the women who were not circumcised. In Kisi land, we have so many Kamba ladies because they were not circumcised. They even go to our neighbors here, the Luo ladies. Then you fail to understand as to why. Why should you go to other communities and you leave your own? It's because there's a problem.
For him, the way to encourage the abandonment of FGM is to sensitize the people about the issue through educating fellow men.
Even if I come from this region, I'm teaching elsewhere in a different community, the Koreans. they even practice traditional up to today. Therefore, we talk with the kids, we talk with their parents, we go to churches and tell them the repercussion, the effect of that. So if we had a situation, a place where we could have these kids be, and they are educated about that, they're sensitive about that, and they are supported, we could win this battle.
Back in Nairobi, we found a watchman that opened us the gate of an organization. Waiting for the driver, we asked him what he knows about the female circumcision. And he told us that the practice is irreversible, also for the conscience and the heart of a father.
I am Joseph Chacha Mwita Masana and I'm a Kuria. We circumcise children, even girls. It was our culture. If you have many cows, you slaughter two. If you have few, you slaughter one and a goat. People eat because it is a celebration. You make a local brew for the elders because women don't take the brew. Even me, I can have a son and a daughter. A daughter goes to the female circumciser and the son to the male circumciser. When they both come home, I award them and we marry and dance together. Even now, if I am told to go for the cut, I'll refuse. It is not good, and children are forced because they are young. And because they are young, some want to be cut because they fear being abused by their peers.
Mimi sasa kwa wakati huu, hata sioni maana, hata nikiambiwa niende mali tohara hiko eti niende kukura siyendangi. Hakuna maana.
As at now, I don't see the need. If I am told to attend a circumcision ceremony, I will not go. Because the government does not want it, even religious organizations, and the Bible does not allow.
This program has been possible by the support of IDOS, an audio doc, in collaboration with AMWIC, EMWA, and TAMWA, supported by UNFPA. We would like to thank others who have made this program successful. And on behalf of Jonathan Zenti, Beatrice Rapo, Nasteya Muhammad, Eden Barhane, Bethlehem Negash, Farwaine Gidaye, Virginia Nduta, Rose Mwalongo, Judika Losai, Bernard Ogoi, Alice Chae, Linda Ongwenyi, Victor Litiema, Charles Onsakia, Diana Esabo, Hussein Sengu, Flora Nzema, Marcus Warkne, Daniel Mbandu, Laban Fraser, and Lawrence Murithi. I'm Kabale Jirma.
The song Wache Unyama is composed and performed by Hope Praises, facebook.com/hopepraises, or www.korogocho.org, email hopepraises@yahoo.com.
A special thanks goes to Daniela, Camilla, Luca, Elisa, and Caribou Africa Onlus for providing us a real home recording studio in their house.
Nairobi, Kenya, October 2010.
Tuache unyama.
Haminor. Sing it.
Okay.
One, two, go. One, two, go.
Tuache unyama. Tuache unyama. Tuache unyama. Dhidi ya wanawake. Tuache unyama. Tuache unyama. Tuache unyama. Dhidi ya wanawake. Mwanamke chombo muhimu kwa familia Mbona leo adhulumiwa Haki zake za kiukwa Na mila zisizo na maana Nauliza Mbona hivi adhulumiwa Sote tuache, tuache
Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Dhidi ya wanawake
Tuache
Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Dhidi ya wanawake
Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Dhidi ya wana Hetu imbe
Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Tuache unyama Dhidi ya wanawake